what appears to have been, you know, a dry run, which was when the bank announced the closure, temporary closure last year of a number of these branches. Four out of the five that are being closed permanently now in Donegal were closed temporarily last year, and they used the guise of COVID to close them during the first wave of the pandemic. But it appears now that that was nothing more than a dry run to actually permanently take these branches and these services out of the community. And I think it's appalling that the Bank of Ireland has announced this today. And I think that there needs to be whatever interventions can be made from the Minister for Finance to the Central Bank. You know, that the Minister isn't a bystander here. He is the major, one of the major shareholders within that bank on behalf of the people, because remember, that bank wouldn't exist today if it wasn't for the fact that 4.7 billion euro of taxpayers' money was put into it. So, like, this is not good. And, you know, Francesca McDonagh, as CEO of the bank, can talk about how people aren't using the branches. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous what she came out with, to tell you the God's honest truth, Greg. She actually said that there was a drop in people using the branches over the last 12 months. Well, we've been in a pandemic for the last 12 months. For a large portion of that, people have been restricted to 5 kilometres of their own home. For others, they have been cocooning or isolating. And for others, they have been asked to avoid all non-essential travel, including banking, if possible. And that's no excuse to actually take these branches out of the community.